Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay. So, in life, things are not perfect. And I hope that you are starting to realize this more and more as we go through our conversations on a daily basis. As we go through our conversations of, you know, this thing that we look at together and go, yeah, safety's good, safety sucks. You know, a little credit to safety sucks to Sam Goodman there. But, you know, we look at some of the things and we go, you know, life is not grand, even though we potentially pretend that it is. And for some reason, the people that are on the other side of the microphone here, and sometimes the people that are on the other side of the camera, pretend on how the world is perfect. Like, I will tell you, I get so fed up looking at that shit of people posting of, oh, today I did the speech and blah, 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 blah. And I'm flying to this blah, 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 blah. And I am so booked out that I am busy for the remainder of the year. So get your scheduling in. I mean, it's the fear tactics, the weirdness. Listen, I will tell you that if you take a look at conferences and you notice that people are taking in super zoomed in close pictures, there's a reason they're doing that, because that means there's no one in the audience. And, you know, having a speech and having only 11 people there, it could be good, it could be bad, depending on how you look at it, what your target audience is. But let me not get onto that soapbox. Let me get into what I really want to talk about. And it's really dealing a lot with not being successful at things. And I know some people are not going to love this, but I think that we need to talk about it. In time, there will be things in your life that you will not conquer, that you will not do great at. A matter of fact, one can even go as far as saying that you will fail at in life. And these things happen, and for some reason, some people do not like looking at failures and seeing what they have garnered from them, what they have gained from them. Listen, not everything in life is going to work out. And sometimes that is a good thing. What you need to remember is sometimes lessons learned that you have there. Now, here's the problem. Let's say, for instance, you're at a presentation. Now, let's rephrase that. Let's say you're in a conference room and you're talking to some of the higher ups. And all of a sudden, somebody else's turn to go and they're asking this person some questions and they start messing up. One's natural instinct is to jump in and to help. And is that a good thing? Yeah, for some. But some people don't like the assist. Some people want to go through where they're drowning because they want to learn something from it. And I know that sometimes we have a hard time looking at things like that, especially because of the stuff that you do. And don't get me wrong, I use this line all the time that I say this to people. What makes me really good at my job makes me terrible in personal relationships. So, can you hold back for a moment and let somebody sink? Because that's what they wanted. It's a very hard thing to do, but it's not that they're purposely tanking the thing, but they want to learn the next level. What could have happened? Now, I will tell you, I remember watching two guys talk. And it was a live format of them talking. And one guy that had been a seasoned professional that had been there for years at this organization was talking to another guy that had been there for probably about 5 years. The original guy had been there for probably a little over 10, maybe 12 at that particular moment in time. And he's going back and forth talking to the guy that's been there for 5 years. And apparently, they had scripted out some of the stuff they were going to talk about. And the guy that was the senior officer there essentially started making fun of the guy that had the 5 years experience and said, listen, if you're going to be the man around here, you're essentially going to have to learn some of the stuff that we're going to talk about. And I will tell you, the guy that had been there for 5 years was pissed off that the guy with the 12 years experience called him out. But the funny part is, the guy with the 12-year experience has essentially on the verge of retiring. Matter of fact, this year coming up will be his year that he retires. But the guy at the time that had the 5-year experience focused on memorization and learning the content of what needed to be spoken about, that if you hear him present now, you would never know that there was an error or a failure that had occurred previously on a grand scale. Now, here's the thing. Was the 12-year guy experience good for calling the 5-year guy experience out? I don't know. When you look back at hindsight, it sounds like it was a great thing that he did because he helped the guy. But also you could look at it of, why didn't he assist him? Or maybe that's what he exactly did do. He did assist him, and we just don't realize that yet. So these are the things that are happening. Maybe we need to think about this differently. If you see failures occurring, and of course, if it's nothing dramatic, of course, I mean, you don't want somebody to get hurt. Maybe we look at it from the standpoint and go, okay, this is what needs to be done. Maybe we should let them see how they handle it before we attempt to jump in. But what the hell do I know? I'm just a guy behind a microphone.
What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.